There's no other place on earth to be than with you. There is no sunshine like the sunshine of your smile. There is no fragrance like the flowers in your hair. There is no love when you're not there. Days of heaven, spending my time with you. Days of heaven, there's no other place on earth to be than with you. I'm going there to see my Savior. I'm going there, no more to roam. I'm going there, I'm coming home.
Sun so bright, flowers so colorful, and the grass so green. Days of heaven.
I'm going my Savior. I'm going there, no more to go. I'm going there, I'm coming home. This is where I'm living my life with you. Peace in heaven. There's no other place on earth to be than with you. Days of heaven. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Peace in heaven.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Just got a couple of minutes left. I'm just going to play a little bit of the music of the John Frum Cargo Cult in the South Pacific, and then it's time for Vocal Fry.
La 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 joint among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicals, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and hocketing barcas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac. Jack, Wally Cox's Efing, and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
Thank you. I'm a yodeling hillbilly and happy to be. Oh, in South Australia where I was born, heave away, haul away, in South Australia round Cape Horn, I'm bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king, heave away, hi, haul away. All the way you'll hear me sing, I'm bound for South Australia. Oh, South Australia's me native home, heave away, all away, from there I never more will roam, and we're bound for South Australia. All the way you're rolling king, heave away, all away. All the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. Oh, South Australia's a damn fine place. Heave away, all the way. To get blind drunk is no disgrace, and we're bound for South Australia. All the way you're rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. Oh, South Australia's me native land, heave away, haul away, rich in lizards, flies and sand, and we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. Oh, I wish to hell I'd never been born, heave away, oh, haul away, and I go rambling round Cape Horn, and we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you're rolling king, heave away, hi, haul away. Haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. Oh, there's only one thing grieves me mind, heave away, haul away, is leaving Liza Liz behind. Oh, and we're bound for South Australia. Haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
Guess what?
What?
You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. It must be Tuesday evening, sometime between the hours of 8 and 9 p.m. I'm Dan Boda, host of the show, with my guest co-host.
I'm Purple Hayes.
And we're having fun tonight.
We just heard from the classic maritime music, Smithsonian Folkways CD, South Australia, performed by Stan Hugel. That's a classic for us.
It is. It's a classic. I mean, that's like one of the classic sea shanties. But his voice is particularly awesome, and the way he sort of enunciates and bends the syllables to his
and
will.
And then occasionally does a drunk hiccup.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good stuff.
Before that, we heard The Yodeling Hillbilly by Wilf Carter, or Montana Slim, from The Days of the Yodeling Cowboys, Volume 3.
That's a fun record because they printed four photos on the front cover, and then they listed volume 1, 2, 3, and 4.
They
titles
listed
and
all
artists.
The information for every volume, and then at the top it says, "Please find volume
blank
inside this jacket," and then they just printed a 3,
like stamped it with the number 3.
Can't,
so I have another
they
one
couldn't
of those.
Be bothered.
I have another one of those, and it's from a different. Actually, I have two other ones of those, or whatever. But they're from like a different. It's from a different series of volumes. So it's not another one of that. Anyway,
I also really appreciate the label is called Cowgirl Boy Records.
Yeah, and that was a damn fine song. I also another thing that's worth appreciating. Just let's take a moment to honor it. Is that Wilf Carter used the pseudonym Montana Slim, but I'm not really sure when he used it because every record of his I've ever seen, and I own a whole bunch of them, says Wilf Carter, and then in parentheses, Montana Slim. So, like, I don't know if that pseudonym is really doing the work that you want it
I
to
mean,
do
I
if
feel
it's
like
in parentheses.
Also, I feel like they both kind of give off the same vibe. They both are, like, his actual names sounds like a, you know, a yodeling singer already.
Yeah, Wilf Carter, yeah. It's plenty good. He didn't need to do Montana Slim. Plus, he's from Canada. Montana Slim, my ass.
Well, maybe that was the point. He was trying to trick us.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was, actually.
Before that, we heard the Elisa Male Choir. Elisa Male Choir. The song Kasanbagura from a compilation Georgian Folk Songs.
That's a release from Melodia, so back when Georgia was one of the SSRs of the United, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, before its independence. And Alessa was one of the, you know, the big choirs that sort of did ethnic Georgian folk song. That is a historical song, Hasan or Hasan Bagura. Just some really, really amazing massed male vocals in there. Before that, what did we start off with?
The Trio Bulgarka.
That's right. That's like three of the singers who later became really well known in the West as part of the Mystérie des Voix Bulgares. But they were three really well known soloists performing traditional music.
Yanka Rupkina, Stoyanka Boneva, and Eva Georgieva.
Yeah, amazing, amazing singers.
That was the song Zaplakala I Gorata, or The Forest is Crying, from their album The Forest is Crying, Lament for Inje Voivoda.
Yeah, Inje Voivoda. They have a lot of songs in the Balkans about resistance fighters because they had years and years of rebellions against Ottoman rule and had been sort of crushed underneath the Ottoman fist for a long time.
Did you hear that? I heard a strange squealing in my ears.
Like this?
I don't know, maybe it was the wind.
It might have been the forest crying. So, lots more music for you lined up. You can join the comments on the playlist at WFMU.org. Click on playlist and comments next to the stream up there at the top of the front page of WFMU. Lots of announcements there about all this stuff going on around the station and upcoming specials, which include next week at this time. We will have a special set from guest Yop Blanc, the Dada vocal artist and sound poet, one of the masters of the game. He's in the Olympics of sound poetry and touring the U.S., and we're going to have a visit from him, and we'll listen next week during this time period to music from the amazing Yop Blanc. In the meantime, I would like to play for you something from the group Electric Phoenix, a group that was specifically formed to perform contemporary classical vocal music using extended techniques. They have not been around for a while, but here is the group performing a piece from Kara Kohlberg's composition For the Time Being. And right here on Vocal Fry on WFMU.
Thank you. two jumps in a week. Bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you. Kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never ever stop. You broke another mirror, you're turning into something you are not. Don't leave me thing that you ever had, the best thing you have had is gone away.
Just a تصمیم هم بود بل خوزشتایی کنده جیین کنده تایی زمان سنده بل سشتایی خوایا 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 خوایا
Good evening. You are tuned into Vocal Fry on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda. With me is DJ Purple Haze.
Hello.
And this is the show you can tune into from 8 to 9 every Tuesday night here on WFMU and get your full dose, your U.S. Recommended daily allowance or weekly allotment, maybe we'll call it, of weird vocal techniques and music from all around the world. Some nice throat singing there, right?
Yes. That was Edel Husanov with the song Bulbul Zaman. That's from a compilation, Rough Guide to Central Asia, Uzbekistan to Kazakhstan, Sounds of the Silk Road.
I feel like the thing that we should really take away from listening to that song is that there is room for an awful lot more throat singing in pop music. Like, I mean, come on. So I hope that Sabrina Carpenter's listening. I hope that Olivia Rodrigo's listening. I hope Harry Styles is listening. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe you have a line to them. Let them know. More
yeah, because their managers are probably listening to this right now.
I mean, whatever.
Before that, we heard Jeff Castellucci covering High and Dry from last year's Vocal Fry Premium Fries with That.
Yeah, that was... his voice is just ridiculous. I mean, he does... I don't know what the range is, like 20 decibels or something. It's just, or 20 octaves. It's like he hits these really pretty high notes, but then he also sings so low that you feel like the speakers are going to break, or his voice almost disappears. It's not quite like Tim Storms where he's singing low and his voice actually disappears because it's below hearing, which is, to my mind, just totally mind-boggling. But Castellucci, you can find him online. He does tons and tons of covers of popular songs, and he just has an astounding voice. We heard some really weird stuff before that, right?
Yes, we heard Duo de la Luna, the song Triptych of Gossips, which is composed by Linda Dustman on the album Mangetsu.
That's a duo of a violinist and a singer. They are extraordinary. I love that piece.
Before that, we heard Electric Phoenix perform For the Time Being, composed by Kari Kolberg.
Yeah, a Norwegian composer. We heard heard that from a recording from, I think, the early 80s. And it's a nice CD that I got secondhand, and apparently it has a little scritch somewhere in the middle of that song. So I was intending to only play an excerpt for you because it's like a 15-minute long song or something. So I felt that the skip gave me the perfect time to... It was a really good skip, by the way. I mean, some skips are just awful, and that one was great. So if CD player number one is going to act up, definitely was the right choice of time to act up. I've got a lot of great vocals still to come, and just not anywhere near enough time for them all. Quarter of an hour left in the program. Stick around, because at 9 Kendra Plex comes on, and it is time for us all to freak out with her right here on WFMU. Check in on the playlist comments and say hey. You can see all the info we've been giving you about all this strange and perhaps mysterious or unknown music on the playlist at WFMU.org. And I want to play this piece for you from Claron McFadden.
The room contains no sound except the ticking of the clock.
aria.
Da 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 da
Well, unfortunately, I think we have to talk over Elaine Michener here. Hayes, why don't you tell folks what we just heard?
Yes. Well, this is the song Rush Hush on Elaine Michener's album Solo Throat. Before that, we heard Senko Namchalak and Slumberland, the song Zarya Zakat Zarya, or Dawn, Dusk, Dawn, from the album Lightkeeper. After the last break, we heard Claren McFadden on the Sheltering Bars at 3 a.m. with some lyrics composed by Wendy Cope. That's on the album Close, with Colin Riley, although I don't think he was on that song.
I don't think so, no. I think they each performed different songs on the CD. But the album is performances by both Claren McFadden and Colin Riley. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in for another episode of Vocal Fry, and hope to see you round about these parts next week when Dada sound poet Yap Blanc will be presenting.
Are you gonna say it like that every time?
Yap Blanc, that's his name.
But you keep...
I keep saying, like, Yap Blanc. I mean, I think he would probably say that as well. I don't know. I'll have to ask him to give us a tutorial. Or maybe I'll ask for feedback. anyway, yeah, looking forward to that very much. Keep it tuned right here to...
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Oh,
my piss factory inspecting pipe. 40 hours, $36 a week, but it's a paycheck, Jack. It's so hot in here, hot like Sahara. You could faint from the heat, but these bitches are just too lame to understand. Too goddamn grateful to get this job, to know they're getting screwed up the ass. All these women that got no teeth and gum or cranium, and the way they suck hot sausage. But me, well, I wasn't saying too much neither. I was more a schoolgirl, hard-working asshole. I figured I was speedo motorcycle, had to earn my dough, had to earn my dough. But no, you gotta relate, right? You gotta find the rhythm within. The floor boss slides up to me and he says, hey, sister, you're just moving too fast. You're screwing up the quota. You're doing your piecework too fast. Now you get off your Mustang, Sally. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I lay back, I get my nerve up, I take a hey, sister. It don't matter whether I do labor fast or slow, there's always more labor after. She's real Catholic, see? She fingers her cross and she says, there's one reason, you do it my way or I push your face in. We need you in the gym if you don't get off your Mustang, Sally. If you don't shape it up, baby, shake it up, baby. And shout, oh, what I could win a radio here. James Brown singing, I love songs. Oh, the justice of the caravans of George Woods, the guy with the goods and guiding missiles. But no, I got nothing, no diversion, no window. Nothing here but a porthole in the plaster, where I look down at sweet Teresa's convent. All those nurses, all those nuns, scattering around with their blue hoods like cats in mourning. Oh, to me, they, you know, to me, they look pretty damn free down there, not having to press those smooth, not having to smooth those hands against hot steel, not having to worry about the in-speed, the dogma, the in-speed of labor. Oh, they look pretty damn free down there, the way they smell.
Kenny G, my husband Jim and I have enjoyed your music for many years and are great fans of yours. I'm writing to share a very special experience with you, and I sincerely hope that you take this as a compliment, because that's how it is meant. Jim and I met in June of 1981. He was 6'10" tall, me a strapping 5'2" tall. I knew right then and there that he was my soulmate and we would be married someday. 2 weeks later, he was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident when he broke his neck and was left with quadriplegic. Oh, well, God just brought you down to my level, so I wouldn't strain my neck trying to kiss you. My poor ship was in the hospital in the United Kingdom on December 19th, 1991. We tried to have a family, but pursued to a specialist and as could see, actually did get pregnant, but lost the fetus early in the pregnancy, we were finished, but decided it didn't matter if we gave birth or adopted. We wanted a family. Applied at a prominent agency in Seattle. They promptly called us and said we were a perfect couple. Good job, stable home, excellent references, time to proceed with the home study, and the first installment of cash. Since they only asked a general question of health, I said good and didn't elaborate on Roger being confined to a wheelchair. But when money was to change hands, I decided I'd better let him know before the home study began. Upon telling the representative, there was dead silence on the phone. I told her to be straight with me, as you can possibly guess, all chances were slim to none of receiving an infant. We decided to go through the State Child Services Division, and that's where we met our future son, Eddie. What a blessing. We were finally parents. A few years passed by. Fertility procedures changed so much in that time frame. It was actually Eddie that asked if one day he was going to have some brothers and sisters. So we decided to head back over to Seattle and check into new fertility procedures for us. They had a relatively new procedure then called ICSI for short. It's quite an involved process, but we were prime candidates for this procedure. In December of 1995, after a series of at-home hormone injections and monitoring, etc., we were now ready for our 10-day stay in Seattle. We proceeded with egg collection, fertilization procedure, and finally, eggs and placements on the phone. Believe it or not, this is where you go into the picture. You, which are beautiful songs, miracles, was playing during these procedures. The doctor, nurses, and medical staff loved the song, too. We praised that we could get another miracle in our life, too. Are you ready for this, Kenny? We could see it on the first try. They said we were having twins. We were thrilled. Then, at 5 months along, I looked like I was full term. To the ultrasound,